KSA News, I'm John Schaefer. Republican legislators are pursuing significant reductions in spending and modifications to border policies in the upcoming supplemental and appropriations bills. Senator Rick Scott of Florida emphasized the necessity for Congress to restore fiscal sanity to the federal budget. Additionally, Republicans are pushing for more stringent border security measures to be incorporated into President Biden's $106 billion national security supplemental package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to bring a bill tying Israel and Ukraine funding to the floor as soon as next week. We get more from Dave Collins.
President Biden is requesting $106 billion from Congress for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. House Republicans, meanwhile, want Israel and Ukraine funding to be passed separately.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter was laid to rest in Plains, Georgia today, her hometown. A private funeral took place this morning, followed by a procession to the family home, where Mrs. Carter will be interred. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide following Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Speaking on the Senate floor today, Schumer highlighted that extreme rhetoric against Israel is contributing to attacks on individuals solely because they are Jewish. The above-normal Atlantic hurricane season, as designated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, will end on Thursday. The agency reported that the 20 named storms this year rank as the fourth highest since 1950, with seven of them reaching hurricane status and three reaching Category 3 or higher. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO is portraying a pessimistic outlook for the economy. Jamie Dimon stated that inflation might increase further and the possibility of a recession still looms. While acknowledging the stability of the U.S. labor market, Dimon emphasized that inflation is adversely affecting people. They say the third time is the charm.
And to set the record straight and put this in the record, I will not be resigning.
That's New York Representative George Santos in response to California Democrat Robert Garcia pushing to vote for a third time to boot him out of Congress. He'll need a two-thirds vote to do that and says he has more than enough yays. This after the House Ethics Committee released a report about the New York congressman breaking campaign finance laws and stealing from donors to pay for Botox treatments and designer clothes, among other things. Santos is facing 23 criminal charges. If he is forced out, he'd be the first House member to be expelled without first being convicted of a crime since the Civil War. I'm Corey Myers.
Pope Francis has taken disciplinary action against Cardinal Raymond Burke, a prominent critic, by revoking his subsidized Vatican apartment and salary. This move is the second such action against a conservative American prelate this month, and it comes as Francis perceives Burke as a source of disunity in the church. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.